Hemispheric dominance plays a major role in how the personality expresses itself. We can read these patterns in the eyes. However, they're much more complex, and it's a lot of fun to put your thumbs together and look down at the half moons. This is an example of a left brain person moving to the right brain in the long term. This is evidenced by the taller half moon at the base of the cuticle rising upward. It's very close and very subtle here, and we use these pictures on purpose because this is more of a life experience. Sometimes they can be exacerbated, but sometimes they are quite subtle. And we notice if we look to the image on the left, that or the right thumb, that the base of the moon is actually wider than the base of the moon in the left thumb. What we're looking for is not the base. We're looking for the half moon that is more pointed or taller. And this would be the left thumb. So the left thumb is the relationship to the right brain and the feminine side of the body. Just like the left side of the body is feminine, the right side of the body is masculine and related to the left brain, which is the thinking analytical type. Most thinking analytical types have this type of pattern, which is a shutting down of the left brain qualities and moving to the right brain. This is a common movement pattern for most thinking type people. And it's the body's attempt to get out of the mind and move into the body or the heart. But because it's an unconscious movement, we don't control the movement of these half moons. We are literally at the mercy of how our body wants to cope with it. One of the most important aspects of behavioral iridology is that we take a proactive conscious role in our evolution, that we don't relinquish our changing and growing to some unconscious pattern that's trying to heal us. This pattern becomes a very, very, very powerful pattern. So this is a pull or a push to the mother's side of the family. So this could be to the mother's parents, that the mother's side of the family represents opening, allowing, feeling. The mother's side in the right brain energy has to do with expansion, purification, dissolving, and reorienting. And it does this through the process of letting go. So letting go is the ability to move energy through the body without analysis, but to take it into the process of transformation or transmutation through allowing and acceptance. So many times, diseases will occur in the body that are trying to eat something away or to dissolve something in the body, which cancer is a disease that eats the body up. T cells get too propagated and they overrun the immune system in the body and eventually will take you out or an organ. So if we can learn to allow and let go, do we need to have diseases that are trying to do this for us? Moving to the right brain also is the experience of dissolving or losing weight so the body can become thinner. And when the body becomes less thinner, we lose a sense of stability and strength. And so there can be a vulnerability with moving to the right side and the right brain. Generally different symptomology and patterns in the body have to do with the nervous system. So MS is one of them. Parkinson's is another one, where the nervous system, because this is a thinking analytical type person, is trying to relax and calm itself. So it's moving to the right brain for expansion and letting out. And if we could just follow the indications of what the body is teaching us to do and do it on our own, can we change or alter the disease process? I believe we can when combined with the correct nutrition and body chemistry and seeing licensed professionals that can help us stabilize and balance our bodies. We also have to recognize that this is a long-term pattern. It takes years and years for these. I think this is about a 3 to 7 year pattern. Sometimes I have noticed in myself and other people that these nails can be this way, particularly around the age of 45 to 55. It seems like everybody has a left half moon taller. There seems to be some pull to opening and reorganizing. I think it has to do with the second Saturn return. But these patterns can change throughout the life, or they can be very consistent. the important thing is that we don't get stuck anywhere, because when we get stuck in hemispheres or behaviors or patterns, then they can turn almost rancid or turn against us, because the habitual pattern of something that does not support our health and well-being continues to play itself out. So knowing that we're being pulled to this side, I'm going to look more at the mother side of the family. I'm going to look at opening and allowing in these things, and to engage in these behaviors consciously is to embrace their patterns and lessons, which hopefully will keep us from experiencing physical body symptoms and disease patterns. And by making us more whole and more complete, it improves ourselves, our relationships, and everything around us. So the thumbnails give us an indication of a long-term lesson, where we're going, what we're doing, and the more we can proactively play a role in opening, allowing, taking risks, moving into the unknown, challenging ourselves, getting out of our head, getting into the bodies, all the things this is doing for us, then we can begin to get those lessons and move into a greater state of health and wellness. If this is an emotional type person and they have a left half moon taller, it means that they're currently occupying their right brain as a right brain person. This can be a very unsettling time. Your external world could be falling apart or crumbling, your assets, your business, your career change, a divorce. But what's happening is that you are being pulled to the mother's side of the family, which is the emotional side, which where our feelings are, primarily, as I say, emotions. For somebody that has spent a long time in the left brain, which is the normal movement over to the hemisphere of logic and reasoning, going back to that right brain means that we need to take a bath and revisit our emotions, our feelings, and our relationship to our mother. So this can be a very challenging time, but knowing that it's there gives you the opportunity to experience the feelings and do the work, so you don't have to experience loss, loss of money, loss of job, loss of relationship, loss of career, that you can go through and experience the expansion without having to drain your bank account.